from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo. Topping our report this hour, the wife of former New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez has been found guilty in her federal bribery trial. Prosecutors say Nadine Menendez was a partner in crime with her husband, a go-between, demanding and collecting bribery payments. Her husband was already found guilty on similar charges and reported to prison to serve another 11-year sentence in June, the same month Nadine Menendez will learn her fate. Pope Francis's death was announced this morning in a short statement from the Vatican.
Il Vescovo di Roma, Francesco, è tornato alla casa del padre.
American Cardinal Kevin Farrell broke the news that Pope Francis had, quote, returned to the house of the Father. Born Jorge Bergoglio in Argentina in 1936, Pope Francis, the first leader of the Catholic Church from the Americas, was 88 years old when he was elected over a decade ago. In his first public address, he joked that the cardinals who'd chosen him had gone to the ends of the earth to find a new bishop of Rome. And police in South Jersey say they've caught a high-tech peeping Tom who's been spying on men in bathrooms.
Daniel Zhang of Egg Harbor City has been indicted on 15 counts of invasion of privacy. Police say the 23-year-old recorded men as they used the restroom at a gym and a convenience store. They say he had 49 different videos on his phone of unidentified victims. Zhang is scheduled to appear in court next Friday. Andrew Whitman, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Now the Ruin Insurance Business Report. President Donald Trump has not let up on his attacks against Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell. On social media, the president called Powell a, quote, major loser and, quote, Mr. Too Late, blasting him for not lowering interest rates, which Powell recently said he would not do with the Fed due to economic uncertainty. Trump's attacks contributed to the Dow's 971-point slide today. In business, anything can happen. Be ready with Rue Insurance for benefits, business, and personal insurance. Visit RUEinsurance.com. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. And how's the weather looking? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. I'm happy to say there's nothing dramatic in the forecast this week. No storms, no wind, no big temperature shifts, just some gentle, generally pleasant springtime weather. Now, spotty showers are possible tonight. Not everyone in New Jersey necessarily gets wet here. Low temperatures will dip into the 50s by morning, and then morning clouds tomorrow will give way to sunshine building through the afternoon. We're right back to the warm side tomorrow as highs surge into the mid-70s. Wednesday looks mostly sunny and pleasant, highs lower 70s for most, although a sea breeze will keep the Jersey Shore cooler, probably in the 60s. Thursday, partly sunny skies, highs 70 to 75. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Piscataway 57, Point Pleasant 53, Camden 62. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by NJ Diet. It's now springtime, and NJ Diet is here to help you lose weight. The natural way, by the way. No shots, no uncomfortable side effects. With NJ Diet, you'll lose 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days, contractually guaranteed. Go to njdiet.com.
Not New York. Not New York. Not Philadelphia. Not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.